We have a little fun with some show and tell. And I get to thinking about this. This is probably about the time of year when spring comes around, and we had our first official day of spring last week. Tomorrow, somehow, they are forecasting it'll be 91 degrees.
That is remarkable.
And that's 20 degrees above normal, apparently. Now, I'm cool with mid-70s, even upper 70s in March. And I get that in May, we'll probably start getting into the 90s, but I don't need 91 on March 25th.
No, we're trying to wait as long as we possibly can because we know how summer is around here. We get it. We're used to it. It's Texas. It's hot. But it shouldn't be 90 degrees this early. I don't like it.
So what I was going to bring to show you guys, I totally left in the car, but what? It's not a big deal because I have a picture representation of it. And that is a pair of sunglasses because, as I mentioned, kind of like you in shoes, I have become very connected to a certain brand and style of sunglass.
Okay.
And that is none other, and many of you are now familiar, and I was in on it way before him, but Deion Sanders popularized blenders. And so these right here are the ones that I like the most, and this is a style called Dance Electric. So let me just ask you, do you think somebody that wears those like synth, right?
They are called Dance Electric.
Right, and so the style, when I first saw these, a couple of years ago, I was like, oh my God, those look like they're from the 80s. I got to get them. And so that's what got me in on blenders. And so then, like, you can see these are called the, so the brand is called blenders. The style is called Millennia X2. And then they have different, like, that's Dance Electric. But then you can see, like, they have different kinds of them. So you can get, like, all different kinds and styles. Like, I was thinking about getting those because the other day they go, they have a buy one, get one free thing. I'm like, oh man.
I've never been able to play in the sunglasses game because of my real glasses and they need to be prescription. And early on, prescription sunglasses look terrible. They may have made advances like Brussels sprouts.
Oh dude, huge. You can just get like a basic, like regular pair of sunglasses that the normies wear, but they're prescription.
I feel like even with the correction that I need in my vision.
You got them thick lenses?
I don't know if you're gonna be able to say, oh my gosh, yo, those are just cool sunglasses. They're gonna say, man, what's wrong with this dude?
No, you get some really thick rimmed glasses and you'll be all right.
That actually makes sense because you also have glasses.
Yeah. And then that's my next thing I desperately want is some prescription sunglasses because I also struggle with it. And there is nothing dorkier than transitional lenses.
That's pretty bad.
It's horrible.
But it was badass when it first came out.
I thought it was cool in the first day that I walked in school from the outside with those dork ass lenses on. I was like, this is over.
I've never had them.
I've done those before too.
I would walk into school with them like clasped in my hands. So they wouldn't get any tint on them and I wouldn't look like a dumbass.
But man, it is because part of when I got contacts originally, because I didn't get contacts until my late 20s. And so I did the transitional sunglasses and I tried prescription sunglasses. But I'd see all these sunglasses that people would wear. It's like, man, I wish I could wear those, but you can't. And so once I started wearing contacts, like for a while, I was really into aviators, but I would never pay for the premium brands. I would just get the knockoffs.
Yeah, the ones at like the department store on the little rack.
For like I lose them all the time and stuff. But with these, because these are like $60 a pair. Some of them are more. Some of them might be a little bit less. So when they do the buy one, get one free, I've got like 10 pairs of blenders.
I wish you would have told me you were doing this today because I would have brought up my prescription sunglasses so you guys can laugh. And then I have a couple of other pairs that I just found in the bag as I was looking last night just trying to clean up around. And I had this bag and I had two pairs of sunglasses. I was like, okay, I'm never going to use these. I was going to bring up to see if you wanted them. But if you're really particular about yours, I don't think you would want these. Because
what a trip.
Yeah, I don't know how cool they are. Like, I don't know. I guess you don't even worry about it. You just like what you like. You do what you do. But man, I am again, I know people have sent me saying, man, prescription sunglasses can look just like regular ones. Man, I just haven't found them. I haven't seen them. And there's, I don't think there's any worse look than prescription sunglasses.
I think you need to open your, you know what? I know you're a big paper guy and you like to shop for your glasses in a catalog, but they have several websites on the internet.
I don't have a catalog, you idiot.
On the internet. It's not even dial up anymore. It works really fast.
It is cool though when to be able to wear whatever sunglasses you want. And again, like with this, I didn't know if I'd like the fit. Fortunately, I do. I loved the colors and I loved, so I'll try to describe, it's like a neon-y type pink lens, like hot pink type retro 80s vibe with these clear light greenish blue frames and
yeah, and I think you perfectly described it because everyone's seen Dion when he's on the sideline.
Yeah, they
look just like that, but you're the ones that you showed me have the pink lens on the outside and the multicolor frames.
Yeah, because Dion wears those buffalo colored
gold ones,
and you can get those, but I don't have that one. But man, I was looking at it the other day because they were running another special. I was like, oh, which ones do I already have and which ones do I wear? Because I got these ones that have like American flag that I wear like on Memorial Day weekend and stuff. And then I know, I'm telling you, man. And so
when you have 10 pairs, you have them for each holiday.
Yeah, I know. And then I've got
you have
some
the Santa
that,
Claus ones.
You switch
too?
Sunglasses no. more than you switch pants.
Man, that's true, actually.
I got a new pair of pants.
That is oddly true.
Pants. I'm happy for you, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm happy for your wife.
They're nice.
She made it happen. I didn't even notice. No, I didn't even notice you.
I'll come in there and show them off.
Just model them back and forth. Like
that is interesting, though, because I 100% do have way more. And I gave a couple to my son because when I ordered them and then they got there and they weren't exactly what I thought they were going to be. I was like, I don't know. Do you want to
see rocking them like he's the coolest dude in town?
Yeah, he likes them. Because some of them are really bright and kind of in your face.
I am going to bring those. I have to put them in my bag. I'll bring you the pair that I was going to see if you want. And I'm going to say you're not going to.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then I will bring my prescription sunglasses that you definitely wouldn't want. Oh, hell no. And those, I remember having to wear, and I told the story before, prescription sunglasses because I broke my glasses. It's the interview that I had with the radio station back in 93. Had broken my regular glasses like the night before, and the only thing I had were these huge prescription sunglasses, and the lens was really thick, and I'm inside, and it's I'm surprised I got hired. It's so bad, and I can't even pretend to walk around without glasses like I don't need them. Like, that's just what happened, and I had to have them, so, man, it's...
Yeah, see, I have these.
Oh, that's... Okay, that's a cool-looking pair.
Yeah, I've got those.
It's funny that you really are... Like your sunglasses game. That's what you really, sunglasses and beer. That's the two things that you really care about.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll try to be like, what would this go with? Like these sunglasses, like my hat or I don't know why, but I like that vibe, that bright. When I have an opportunity to wear bright neon kind of fluorescent type stuff, I like that. Because
I'm the complete opposite. I try to stay away from the bright colors as much as possible.
I've got clothes. I've got a couple t-shirts that look like they're from the 80s with those kind of vibrant pink and greens and stuff. Man, one time I was wearing those glasses and that shirt, and this guy goes, man, you look like you're from the 80s. I was like, yeah.
that was your goal. You almost hugged that guy. Like, I love you, man.
It was so dumb. I don't know what it is, but I just... That's why, you know, the whole synthy thing and all that kind of plays into that 80s sound, and these glasses and a lot of the colors that they put out kind of have that real bright pop to them. But everybody's got their preference with sunglasses.
I know. Now,
regardless of what it
is. And now I have to get to the time where I don't like the prescription ones, but if I have regular sunglasses, I can't see a thing. So what's the point of having them if I'm not? Okay, I'm going to have to invest in some
you may need
decent
to.
Looking prescription sunglasses that don't look like
I think you're going to be surprised.
I hope so. I need to. They've come a long way.
Don't just go to your like eye doctor store either. Check out all of the options.
Prescriptionsunglasses.com. Is that where I need to go?
I'll tell you off air.
On this little internet?
They're not paying me, so I'll tell you off air.
Thank you. All right. That's show and tell. We do it every Monday.